We're in Simon Tov Kuf Beis. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be finishing the Simon. Aguda shel Eitzim Shehudlaka B'Medura. If you have a whole bunch of wood that, and you already set fire to this bonfire, Kol Eitz Shelo Atzobo Ha'esh Mutar L'Shamto. Any piece of wood that has not yet caught fire, you're allowed to pull away. Vein Adoma L'Meisur Shemen Mehaner. When you take oil out of you have a lantern burning, you take oil out of it. So there, it's as if you're doing an act of kibui. All of this oil is looked at as one. So it's like you're doing a maisa kibui. Not so in the case of taking away a piece of wood that has not yet caught fire. There, we would not call it a maisa kibui. The difference is that the pieces of wood are unconnected. The fact that one piece of wood is burning and the other one doesn't mean that the second wood helps it, as opposed to one big cup of oil. And there, if once you set it afire, all of the oil we say is already considered burning. You're even allowed to take a whole piece of wood that's burning, but it's not connected, the flames aren't connected yet, and there you're allowed to move it to the other side. Now, if you actually tie them together and the fire caught part of it, there the halacha is that it's asa. Now, also, there is in a case where you're taking one away, or you're taking something that's already burning and you're using it not for the sake of burning. The Rama had said that you want it to burn better, but you're taking it in order that you see in the dark. So the Mishtabur brings down that there's a machlokis whether or not Chazal were matir that, and it's best to be machmir. You shouldn't take away a burning piece and use it to walk by. Sif Beis. Aguda shel Eitzim, Shehudlaka, Sif Gimel, excuse me. In Somchim Esakdera Veloas Adeles Bibakas, you're not allowed to take a big piece of wood and support the pot on it. Haga Avamutr Litzlos Bo, but you could actually use it as firewood. Bekoshkin Shemutr Lahasik Bo Mashar Eitzim, certainly you can throw it into the bonfire. Afal Gav Shenaroi Lahasik Bifneyatzmo, even though it in itself you don't consider firewood. So what is this? The normal use of wood is for the sake of burning in a fireplace. To use it to support something, it's not its normal use. Some hold that the Mechaber is going l'shitaso, that muktzan yantiv is aser, so it needs hachana for this particular use. Whereas according to the Ramah, the halacha would be that as long as it was a keli meant to be used, for example, it is a dried out piece of wood and you could use it for burning, then that would not be muktzah. Why is that? Because what's the difference if I... Yeah, now also the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to go and use it as a spit for roasting on. The reason being, what's the difference if I light it a fire and roast using its heat, or use it for roasting in order to actually hold the food that I'm roasting? Siv dalet, lididan, to us, mutur lavashel b'kederes chadoshes b'yantiv. You're allowed to cook in new pots on yantiv. Hagav yesh osrim. Now, this was, in the olden days, pottery was strengthened when you used it. So using it for the first time on Yontif actually was the makab of potash. That gave it its initial strength. Lemaisa is our minig to be makel, unless it's al yidei adchak. Now, Lahalacha then, this is only referring to earthenware. Whereas in the case of say, glass, it says beferish that this halacha would not hold true. Glass does not get tougher when you use it the first time. The only issue is ceramic. So halacha lamaisa, to go use any of the things that we do in the oven today, when we get them, they're ready for use. We do not have to be choshesh that using them the first time is really a makabapatish.